Thank you and good morning. A Ferndale police officer on patrol Tuesday afternoon pulled over a car for a code violation at 5th and Pixley. The officer contacted the driver, William Bennett, and the passenger, Zach Bennett, and due to the probation status of both men, searched the vehicle. The officer confiscated two loaded and unregistered AR-15 rifles, along with ammunition in high-capacity magazines, and a loaded and concealed 9mm handgun. Along with the weapons, the officer also confiscated a pound of marijuana, and both Bennett men were arrested and booked into county jail on weapons, drug, and probation violation charges. Governor Jerry Brown has signed into law a Family Leave Act bill that will increase the amount of wage replacement an employee will receive based on income. Assembly Bill 908 will increase the wage replacement rate to 70% for those who make minimum wage and 60% for almost all other workers in the state. Both are an increase from the current 55%. Current California family leave law allows up to 6 weeks of paid leave, and Governor Brown said he signed the law because families should be able to afford to take time off to care for a new child or a member of the family who becomes ill. Corrections officers with the Alder Corrections Minimum Security Camp in Del Norte County have issued an alert after an inmate walked away from the camp on Monday night. The search is on for 19-year-old Darius Lewis, a black male adult, 5'7", 146 pounds, who was serving a term for grand theft out of Lake County. Lewis was assigned to an inmate fire crew at the Alder Conservation Camp and was scheduled to be released from custody in 2020. A be on the lookout has been issued for Lewis, and law enforcement agencies across the region have been notified of his escape. About a dozen PG&E customers in King Salmon were without power this morning after damaged equipment was located on a power pole last night. PG&E crews worked late into the night to restore power to the just over 1,000 customers initially affected. Full service was expected to be restored by 6 o'clock this morning. A Humboldt State student will be one of 10 college students honored at the White House tomorrow for her efforts in fighting against sexualized violence on college campuses. Celine Lopez will be honored with the It's On Us White House Champion of Change Award for her involvement and work in HSU's Check It Sexual Assault Awareness Program, a program she's been with since its inception in 2014. Jordan Christmas has news about local dispatchers.
This week has been deemed Public Safety Dispatcher Week by law enforcement statewide, as they honor and thank safety dispatchers for the jobs that they do in taking emergency calls. The Fortuna Police Department took the time to mention and appreciate all of the work their dispatchers do, as they noted in a statement that they take comfort in knowing that dispatchers are always there with skilled and compassionate help when an emergency occurs. CHP Commander Brett Fabry of the Humboldt area said that he's very proud of the CHP's safety dispatchers and the indispensable services they provide in being the first and most critical contact and relaying that information to officers.
Thank you, Jordan. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Humboldt County First District Supervisor Rex Bone will not need to campaign to seek re-election for another term. The date for a challenger to declare a candidacy is passed, and Bone, who said he will miss some aspects of the challenge to win a seat, is glad to focus on the issues and projects currently on his desk. Bone said that one of the things that draws you into running for re-election is looking back at the things you have accomplished, the projects that are ongoing, and the challenge that comes with working through an issue.
And when you get things done, it does work. It does work for you when you see things being accomplished. You know, it's also very frustrating when you get people upset because you can't give them enough money. You can't give them that building permit. You can't do that because there is a reason, you know, that it doesn't fit. But it's fun to try to help people in those, you know, avenues.
The supervisors wear a lot of hats and serve on a variety of boards and commissions, and it's the daily decision-making and the daily grind of completing a project to see it through to the end, like dealing with the Palco Marsh, that is rewarding.
We have a couple things coming up in the next, well, you'll start hearing them in the next day or two. You're going to start hearing some of this stuff. We've got some businessmen that are going to help us work on the homeless issue. It's people you wouldn't normally think would want to get involved, but they're going to step up and help for a while, you know, the city and the county, as we get through this with the Palco Marsh issues and things like that.
You can hear Rex Bone discuss these and other subjects on Talk Shop later this morning. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.